Trump responds to Jack Smith filing superseding indictment, should be dismissed. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 27, 2024. Former President Donald Trump criticized special counsel Jack Smith for filing a superseding indictment with the same four charges Trump was originally charged with regarding alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. In a post on Truth Social, Trump described the updated indictment as an effort by Smith to bring back a dead witch hunt, and added that the updated superseding indictment had all the problems of the old indictment, and should be dismissed. Trump's post comes after a Washington, D.C. grand jury returned a superseding indictment with four charges: conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. In an effort to resurrect a dead witch hunt in Washington, D.C., in an act of desperation, and in order to save face, the illegally appointed special counsel deranged Jack Smith has brought a ridiculous new indictment against me, which has all the problems of the old indictment, and should be dismissed immediately, Trump wrote. Trump noted that Smith's Florida document hoax case had been dismissed, and the updated superseding indictment was an attempt to interfere with the election. In July, a Florida judge tossed out a documents case against Trump, ruling that Smith was not appointed constitutionally or in a lawful manner. This is merely an attempt to interfere with the election and distract the American people from the catastrophes Kamala Harris has inflicted on our nation, like the border invasion, migrant crime, rampant inflation, the threat of World War III, and more, Trump added. The four charges are the same charges Smith had previously brought against Trump. In response to the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity in July, some aspects of the indictment were taken out and changed. The superseding indictment, which was presented to a new grand jury that had not previously heard evidence in this case, reflects the government's efforts to respect and implement the Supreme Court's holdings and remand instructions in Trump v. United States, Smith wrote in a court document.